My dearest dear, the time has come when we must part. No one knows the inner grief of my poor aching heart, or what I set sail or sank for the one I love so dear. I wish that I could go with you, or you could tarry here.
Everything about Tim Erickson is an anachronism and a riddle. He's a post-punk rocker who sings shape note hymns, a fiddler, a student of the South Indian veena, a storyteller, one of New England's leading local musicologists, and a musical geocacher. So trying to put his new recording, Josh Billings' Voyage, or The Cosmopolite on the Cotton Road, into any sort of neat little category is damn near impossible. To create this recording, Erickson asks us to imagine a quintessential Massachusetts village, one both colonial and modern, rich with people from Africa, Asia, Central Europe, England, Ireland, as well as pre-Columbian locals. Try to imagine Thornton Wilder's Grover's Corners as a global crossroads, with all those travelers sitting around at the local diner.
How come that blood on your shirt sleeve? Oh, dear love, tell me, may, that is the blood of my little gray hawk who flies across the field, who flies across the field. Oh, that gray hawk's blood was ne'er so red. Oh, dear love, tell me, may, that is the blood of my little greyhound who hunts the woods with me, me. The woods with me. Oh, that greyhound's blood was ne'er so red. Oh, dear love, tell me, may, that is the blood of my little gray mare. She would not ride for me, me. She would not ride for me.
Well, the Anglo-Irish side dominates things. Erickson's story is much broader. He brings in music from India, perhaps from a trader passing through Zanzibar, and the experience of former slaves informs the music of the village as well, as in this classical old spiritual, Gabriel's Trumpet.
You see the dead arising, rising, arising. Oh, you'll see the dead arising on that great day. Oh, Gabriel's going to blow. Gabriel's going to blow by and by. Oh, you'll hear poor sinners crying, crying, crying. Oh, you'll hear poor sinners crying on that great day. Oh, Gabriel's going to blow. Gabriel's going to blow by and by.
There is a traditional bent throughout Josh Billings' Voyage, so much so that there's no acoustic guitars to be found anywhere. Erickson sticks with instruments more likely to be found in an 18th century community, like the fiddle, the fife, the glockenspiel, the jew's harp, and the banjo. But Erickson's long association with rock music does not go untapped. Towards the end of the recording, the entire village gets together to celebrate, and you can hear it in all its raucous merriment.
Princess, this clay must be your bed, in spite of all your towers. The tall, the wise, the reverend head must lie as low as ours. Must lie as low as ours. Must lie as low as ours. The tall, the wise, the reverend head must lie. Thank you.
Josh Billings' voyage is Tim Erickson's most complete story yet. A warm, sincere, and often witty look at an America that was, and an America that is. True to the do-it-yourself nature of this project, you can only find the CD at one of Tim's concerts, directly from his website, or by finding one he hides as buried treasure as he travels around the world. You can find out more about that on our website at www.rootsworld.org. We'll leave you with a full song from the recording. This is Philadelphia. I'm Cliff Fernald for Roots World Radio.
My course I will steer. Don't let my long absence be a bother to you, dear. For we will be married, you need never fear. Like some jolly seaman, I will dress and go with you. And in the midst of all danger, I'll stand as your friend. Those cold wintry winds, love, around you be blowing, and I will be there for to wait on you then. Those pretty little hands, love, could not stand a rough tackling. Those pretty little feet to the top could not go. Those cold wintry winds, love, you could not endure them. So stay at home, darling, to the seas do not go. Those two lovers parted, they had kissed aplenty, and the tears from her eyes down in fountains did pour. Her lily white hands on the deck she kept a ringing, saying, fare you well, darling, I'll ne'er see you more. As I was a-walking the streets of Philadelphia, strange thoughts of my darling came into my head. I thought on the days, love, that we spent in courting, but the salt seas have parted us now for a time. Don't let my long absence be a bother to you, dear. Don't let my long journey cause you any pain. Although we are parted, I will be true-hearted, and I will return in the